I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Happy Monday. Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I hope you're enjoying this day. I hope you're taking the time to remember, if you do have the fortunate opportunity to have the day off, hope you remember why you have the day off. You ever have these days off and you're like, oh, the bank's closed, the post office closed. It's important to understand what you are acknowledging at this moment. So we are going to be doing that throughout the course of the show today. Hope you enjoyed hearing that part of the speech, the I Have a Dream speech, one of the best speeches ever given in American history that we just discussed before. We've talked a little bit about impeachment, but there's so much time to talk about that stuff. And there's going to be time to talk about that stuff going through the week. We're going to continue to cover it tomorrow as the trial commences, but that's not all we're going to talk about because it's not possible. We will lose our ever-loving minds. So I invited a new guest to the show to come on right now. He is the owner of On Base Hitting in Troy, Illinois. His name is Kevin Pitts, and he's also my son's coach, hitting coach. God love him. Kevin Pitts joining us right now. Kevin, thank you so much for giving us some time today.
Oh, no problem at all. How's it going today?
Doing okay. Now, you were drafted by the Dodgers.
Yes,
and
I was.
And you had a very successful baseball career, and you have now made a business of it in Troy.
Yes.
People can check it out on onbasehitting.com. But I wanted to ask you about this cheating scandal rocking Major League Baseball, especially as someone who I frequently see wearing a Dodgers hat. What was your what was your reaction to all of the news coming out about the Astros, the Red Sox, and anywhere else this might find itself?
You know, it's really, you know, putting a bad name on for baseball. Mm-hmm. To me personally, I think it hurts the game. You know, hitting is hard already. And, you know, we try to take advantage of every little thing that we possibly can do to see what pitches come. You know, even being in the box myself, you know, you try to peek back there to see if you can see a sign or if you got a guy on second base, and everybody try to get the pitcher's pitch and all that. But when you have to go to technology and you know, stuff like that's just a disgrace to the game. It's not fair. I know I couldn't lay my head down knowing that I cheated the game like that, and I cheated the fans. You know, I just couldn't take that. I couldn't do that.
We're speaking with Kevin Pitts, owner of On Base Hitting in Troy, also drafted by the Dodgers. Now using your talents to help children and grow, like high school kids around the area, improve their game, including my son. I want to ask you about the ramifications for guys who are trying to get into the league, guys who are trying to improve in the league, and then also at the upper echelon, the people who are signing contracts. You know, I feel like especially with the Astros, what we know of the Astros and the length of time that they did involve themselves in this cheating, that pads statistics. I would imagine there's a lot of money that gets implicated in deals that are signed and contracts that maybe aren't signed for other guys. It's not just, you know, for the love of the game. There's a lot of business to this, and I would think this would slant a lot of that business as well.
Yes, you know, it's a $1 billion business. So, you know, and you know, people are trying to sign contracts, you know, and it's about the money nowadays. You know, back in the days, it's about the love of the game and you really want to play the game. And I know times has changed where you know, guys want to sign contracts and get their money. But you still have to love the game. And you still have, you know, it's just you mm-hmm. can't let the money outplay the game. You can't get bigger than the game. And I think nowadays we're just getting bigger than the game. And it's not about the game anymore. It's about making your money. And that's where it's taking the love out of the game at. And, you know, and I hope, you know, we can come back from this as fans, as ball players. You know, it's just sad that we have to go through this and they looking at the money instead of just playing the game.
I completely agree with you. Let me ask you about your relationship with the kids you work with. I can only imagine that they're looking up to guys like Altuve and Carlos Beltran, especially here in St.
Right.
Louis.
Right.
And then you find out that there is this dishonest thing, this underlayer that makes their heroes seem not so heroic. Do you think that this reaches the kids that are working with you? Do they see this? Do they pay attention to these types of things?
They do. When they come in, they talk about it. You know, we talk about it, and they ask me, you know, what would you do? I heard a quote on the talk show the other day. Mm-hmm. It was a pitcher. He said that I would rather pitch against a guy that's doing steroids than a guy that knows what's coming every pitch.
Really?
Oh my God! That's awesome right there. Because if you know what pitch is coming, then you're sitting on that pitch. You know, you take the challenge out the game. You know, and it's like, okay, you got a guy that's taking steroids. Yeah, he still got to see it and hit it.
Yeah.
First of all, he still has to see the ball, hit the ball. Now, if you know what pitching that's coming every pitch, then I can sit on that one pitch because I know what's coming. You know, so that it takes away from the challenge of the game for me. You know, because if I hit a home run on a pitch I know that's coming, that technology, I got a buzzer in my shirt or however, hitting a trash can, then when I round that plate, am I being real with myself? I just cheated.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. I cheated. I didn't sit on that pitch because I saw him tip a pitch with his glove. Or, you know, I guessed the pitch and I came up right. You know, you cheated. It's plain and simple. And one of my biggest things that Pete Rose, and I know a lot of people don't like that, but Pete Rose is on another day. He betted on himself.
Yeah.
He should be in the Hall of Fame. These guys cheating the game. This Pete Rose is a Hall of Famer to me. He betted on himself. So, and you know, you got guys that's taking steroids. They got this Shoeless Joe stuff talking. You know, there's no comparison to Pete Rose. Shoeless Joe took $5,000 to throw a World Series. Pete Rose betted on himself to win.
Mm-hmm.
So that shouldn't be a comparison to that to me.
Yeah, I agree with you. We're speaking with Kevin Pitts, owner of On Base Hitting, drafted by the Dodgers. He also happens to coach my son in hitting, and you can find him online at onbasehitting.com. Let me ask you about the players that are implicated in this, because all we've really seen is management get in the crosshairs of this. We've lost, I guess, three managers if you count Beltran in this scenario. What about the players who were involved in the cheating? I would assume that they were as involved as anybody, if not more. Should anything happen to them?
I think they should be punished. I think, you know, just because I saw the interviews with the guys, and they're not denying it, but it's still like they're guilty of it. You know, what could you possibly say when you know that you've been caught cheating?
Yeah.
And so to me, I was an Altuve fan. I was a Houston Astros fan because I say these guys can hit the ball. Altuve is a great player. But now that's in question. I really don't know. Can he really hit the ball like he can? Because we don't know. We don't know at all. And I hear there's more investigations coming out with more teams. So it's just a black eye on the game. And it hurts the game so bad. It's not fair. It's not fair to the fans. It's not fair to the guys that's trying to make it, to these younger players that's up there that's trying to make it. That sends the wrong message,
Kevin,
to the younger fans.
Kevin, do you think that, you know, I've been bracing myself, because if you're a fan of a different particular baseball team that hasn't been shown to be guilty of this, do you think this probably goes beyond the Astros and the Red Sox?
Yes, yes, yes. They ain't not the only teams that are doing it. You know, it's like steroids. When I was playing steroids, it was just so easy because everybody was doing it. You know, did I want to put that stuff into my body? No, I did. So that I had to deal with the injuries, and so that shortened my career. So, but at the same time, it hurts. It just hurts the game so much to where you try to get an advantage. And it's not right. I'm so disgusted with all this stuff that's going on.
Yeah. Well, Kevin, thank you so much for some time today. I don't know if you're taking the holiday off, but a happy Martin Luther King.
No, I'm not. No, I'm going. I got lessons today.
Yeah, you're always grinding. I know that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for the time and for the conversation. It's always good to talk to you.
Thank you so much, and I'll see you on Thursday.
That's right. Thursday we'll
thank
be there.
Bye-bye.
He's the owner of On Base Hitting. He coaches kids to hit, and he's got his own facility there. OnBaseHitting.com is the website, and you can go check it out. And my son, when my husband and I signed him up for this hitting, It's private instruction. It's 30 minutes. And my son, my husband coaches my son's baseball team along with a few other dads. And Edwardsville Red Wings, if you want to hold tryout, if you want to try out your 10-year-old, they're holding tryouts right now. You can go find it. Nice. I don't know how you do that, but they're the Edwardsville Red Wings 10U. Send all your superior athletes our way.
Bring them out.
Yeah, because we're a collection of superior athletes. Mm-hmm. my husband has always coached my son's teams, but he's been willing. Basketball, baseball, he's been there. He's participated. He's extremely good at coaching kids. He's a teacher. He likes kids. He's very good at it. He speaks to them. Kids listen to him. But there's still this father-son thing that is impossible to break through. And I said to my husband, I said, because my cousin, with her two sons, used on-base hitting and spoke very well. And she would always say, now, he's not soft on these kids. He's straight to them. And I'm like, I'll pay double.
That's great.
I'll pay
That's
double.
Fantastic.
If I said, hopefully, my son comes out of this hitting much better than he did before. But if not, maybe you smack him around a little bit. Or maybe show him that my husband, as his father, is telling him in baseball, he's not telling him to do this, this, and this, and this because he's mad at him because he's dad. Mm-hmm. It's because it's what you're supposed to do. Sometimes that parent-child relationship on a sports field or court, you just can't permeate through that. Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. Depends on the players. But Kevin Pitts at on base hitting has been fantastic. And I'm just like, you take him. But I had my son call him sir.
Yep.
And Kevin Pitts was like, none of that sir stuff here. I'm like, okay. All right. Onbasehitting.com if you are interested in that for your son, your grandson. We'll be back in a minute with more on the Andy Fry Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.